after the SHA is signed by the investors and the founders. We hope this course serves as a guide for understanding and negotiating term sheet. See you. Let's revisit TerraMan's valuation. Based on the transaction comparable method, we arrive at a 20 crore valuation. How did we arrive at this figure? We use the formula revenue multiple is equal to valuation divided by the next year revenue, which means valuation is equal to revenue multiple multiplied by the next year revenue. Revenue multiple was found by studying the hard data of actual funding rounds that have happened in the men's grooming sector. But what about the next year revenue? Where did this 10 crore come from? The founders have forecasted this number. It is calculated on Excel basis certain assumptions. But these assumptions may not hold true and the founders may or may not achieve the 10 crore number. It could go both ways. They can do more than 10 crores or less than 10 crores. Imagine that TerraMan makes 12 crore revenue in the next year. With a 2x multiple, the valuation should be 24 crore. This is higher than the 20 crore valuation that we calculated. So the founders have lost out on a higher valuation. But what if TerraMan makes only 2 crore revenue in the next year? With a 2x multiple, the valuation should only be 4 crores, which is much lower than 20 crores. The investor has ended up overvaluing the company. This is exactly why valuations cannot be calculated basis a projected number from Excel. So how do we reduce dependency on projected revenue numbers? We do so by resorting to deal structures such as compulsorily convertible debentures or CCDs. So let's see how TerraMan can structure their 3 crore funding deal with Lion Capital. The simplest thing to do is to not fix investor stake upfront. This is to say that TerraMan raised 3 crore